Randy, obviously, a lot of things, variations in how you have to figure what's going on. And right now, drought, exports, it all figures in.
It all does. And, you know, we think back over time of how important it is to analyze so many more markets today than what it was even 5 years ago. And it's totally different than it was 10 years ago. So I think that's what it takes to be successful in today's business and climate, is to make sure you've got good, sound information and analysis to make decisions on. And that's really what we were trying to display to the audience today is, hey, we do the research, we do the analysis, we're giving you our best estimates and analysis on what's going to happen, and you got to connect the dots, but you got to get fed every week. These things change. There's things that change. You need to be prepared and be in a position to react as things develop.
Guys are going to say, okay, Randy, what are you telling us there? What can we expect now for 2013?
Well, it's going to be if we look at prices, it's going to be a good year. And it'll be a good year for cow-calf producers, stockers, feeders, from a price standpoint. But the key is, are we going to make any money? I think the cow-calf and seed stock operators will have a good, solid year. Particularly as we get down through this region of the country where we've been able to make some headway and starting to get on the backside of the drought, that'll put us in a much, much better profit situation through this region of the country. The Central Plains, we need to see moisture. That's key. We need to see moisture. Hay prices are $300 a ton. It's tough to run a cow operation feeding that kind of hay. So those are the key things, I think, is we've got to see the drought break. We've got to have a large corn crop. We need a record corn crop, at least 13.5 billion bushels or more. If we get something like that, we'll see a significant change in corn prices. And obviously, we can start to replenish our hay supplies. So there's some very positive situations out there, but the thing that needs to change is the drought. That will change people's perceptions and the reality of what these feed costs are going to be during the second half of the year and going on into 2014.
Obviously, depending on where you are in the country, whether you are in a drought, whether you have grass or don't have grass, whether you have the feeding capabilities or don't, makes a big decision or helps a lot in making these decisions. But there are still guys out there thinking, is this a time to rebuild? And I guess it really depends on your part of the country, and that has a lot to do with it too, doesn't it?
It really does. Regionally, you know, we're trying to respond to the economic signal to expand a cow herd. And one thing it takes, if you just set back and you just simplify things, it takes two ingredients to expand a cow herd. It takes green grass and profitability. We've had a profit signal being sent to producers the last several years. We haven't been able to respond because of the magnitude of the drought. So if we can break the drought, we will respond because the economic incentive is there to grow the nation's cow herd. We've tried, even though we went through one of the worst droughts in 100 years in 2012, the industry did a heck of a job of holding these females together to go through a drought of that magnitude. So take your hats off to them. They were very, very resourceful. The problem is, I don't know what plan B is now because all of our feed reserves have been utilized, so that's why we got to have the moisture this year.
I guess in kind of wrapping up, it's like one of your analysts, Lance Zimmerman, told me, take the emotion out of the market.
Well, that's what you have to do. You just have to make business decisions. We have to have a plan. We need to have an idea of where we're headed. And hopefully the information that we laid out to those producers will give them a good roadmap to where they can – they know where they're headed. When they look at their radar screen every morning, they've got a pretty good feel what kind of business environment they're going to be operating in.